show.
All right. Welcome to Super Awesome Go Time. I'm Kaniko. I'm by myself today just because we've been having technical difficulties the past time that we had a session to record the podcast. I had a couple of friends with me. We were going to talk about Evangelion, and that ended up not working out, mostly because the software we were using decided to super fail, and we couldn't save it. It ran out of time, and it was just a bunch of annoying all together once. So this is just an intermediary kind of oops, technical difficulties podcast with like a side of geeky news. Just because I haven't had one uploaded, mostly because I was sick for a while and I lost my voice once again, and then the whole like, you know, software fail was not very fun at all. So I still want to do an Ava podcast because it was fun. But it's funner when other people are here with me. So for now, just gonna talk a little bit about some news that's been going on. One of them, it's not new news. It's not new news. It is big news, however, because it's in regards to a manga that's been out of print for quite a while and has not had the chance to affect any new fans of either anime or manga. And I am, of course, referring to Sailor Moon. Yep, the original manga is coming back into print. Thanks very much to Kodansha USA, who have, I believe, bringing us the Akiras and Ghost in the Shell, things like that. So they have some good titles. They know what's up. And now that we actually have Sailor Moon coming to us, it's really a big deal. Like, it honestly is, because Sailor Moon was a gigantic effect on introducing America to anime as a whole. It was one of the first animes to really hit a wider audience, mostly on Cartoon Network's Toonami. I don't have the whatever it was before it ended up being like Adult Swim, but it was when it was like airing at night, and I always had to like stay up really late when I was in middle school to like see it, and I taped it because I was super in love with it. It's when it ran like right around Dragon Ball Z, when, you know, that was just, you know, still being insane. And it's something that, you know, a lot of manga fans and a lot of just otaku in general in America, they know what it is, and it often holds a very special place with them. So being able to have retranslated original manga with new covers is a big deal. I'm definitely looking forward to it. And I'm gonna totally buy all of them all again. I might buy two just because, like, they're mine. I want them. But another really good thing about it is they're also bringing into print for the first time the codename Sailor V, which is the prequel to Sailor Moon, where you actually follow, you know, Sailor Venus before she's Sailor Venus around with her talking cat and whatnot. So I'm excited to see that too. Because I haven't ever been able to get my hands on it. It's never been translated before. And so, yeah, look forward to that. Pick it up if you're a Sailor Moon fan. It's something that really everyone should know about. Anyone should read, because it's a milestone, as far as I'm concerned, in the manga world. It's a big name. Another big name, of course, is Clamp. If you don't know who Clamp is, It's a group of women who I believe we've mentioned Clamp before, just because this is super awesome go time, and the girls who I have with me are they know who Clamp is, and they're awesome. Anyway, so if you have not caught a podcast before now, Clamp is essentially a mangaka super group of four women who have brought you things that you really should recognize, like Cardcaptor Sakura, Clover, XXXHolic, Tsubasa, etc. Anyone who likes Tsubasa should go read the the manga before that, because most of the characters, if not all of them in there, are from their own original stories. Clamp has a very distinctive art style. That is super, super them. You should be able to recognize it. Code Geass actually has art. Like, Clamp didn't do any of the writing, I believe, on Code Geass. I'm not gonna go into feelings about it, but as far as Code Geass as a series, that's another rant for another time. But Clamp, did art for them, so if you like the art of Code Geass, then you should also like other things that Clamp do. Gotta stop saying when I'm by myself. So, on the vein of Clamp, which is why I brought this up, there is a new series from them called Gate 7 that is coming out in October, I believe. I wrote a little mini article on the FPUSADailyPlanet.com blog about it. Sometimes I write for them off and on when I think that they should know things. And they let me do that, and it's awesome because people need to know cool things are out in the manga world. But yeah, Gate 7 is a new Clamp story that was announced April 25th, and it's supposed to be brought to us by Dark Horse. And I believe I've mentioned this before, but I personally am a gigantic fan of just the publishing house Dark Horse, because they always seem to be on par with their titles. And they have a lot of titles that I really enjoy and really like that aren't even just manga related. They have like American titles that, right on par. But as far as, Dark Horse and Clamp goes, one of the things that I think they're doing really spectacularly with this in regards to the Gate 7 series is I believe they're trying to release it into print as quickly as possible. So that means, of course, the turnaround is going to be way, way lower, and I'm hoping that this helps manga sales in general. Not only that, but like Dark Horse is I believe like a digital platform now, and previous to this, I know Amazon has some manga on their Kindle store. Most of it is porn. It's hentai. Not surprised. It's the internet. Then they have a few kind of like older classic series of it. It's really hit or miss. And a lot of like those how to draw, insert whatever part of manga here, girls, boys, robots, whatever, those are awful. I'm not a fan. But they are on the Kindle store, $2 or whatever, like fine. Okay, I'm not buying it, but like fine, it's there. Do whatever you want. So I'm hoping that we can, as fans, start to support those writers and artists of the series we love even more, because there's gonna be a shorter and shorter delay in getting those chapters that we want. And, if we buy those series, we are paying their bills, and they can keep doing what we like them to do. So I'm really actually excited that there was mentioned in the Anime News Network release that the turnaround for Dark Horse to bring American fans the new Clamp series is really quite short, and I'm hoping that, it's good things for the future. Oh, I need to take a drink. Hold on. It's Diet Coke. It's not alcohol. It's okay, I'm not driving. I'm also over 21. Kids shouldn't drink. Really shouldn't be allowed to do this by myself. Let's see what else is going on. I need to make lists of things. Oh, super bad. Okay. Yeah, so Sailor Moon, awesome. New Clamp, more awesome. Things that are equally fantastic is the oh, that's right. The new I've talked about K-On! Before as far as like my own personal blog goes and as a couple of reviews that I've written go over on well, not only my own blog, but on Manga Bullet, which is a nice little manga community. MangaBullet.com is a nice little manga community, just fan art community in general, where they I don't want to say anything bad about DeviantArt. It's been around. I mean, lots of artists have accounts with DeviantArt, but there's certainly like a big giant stigma over there sometimes between artists and what you can and can't post. And I kind of see the drama if you, lurk around on the internet, which is half of what it's for. You can see some of the drama that happens because DeviantArt is what it is. And I came across Manga Bullet, don't know, maybe like a year and a half ago. And what I really like that they offer is, I mean, of course they have like their own forums and stuff, and it's like your average art community, but it also offers like articles and stuff that, I mean, you write them and they approve them. And it's just, it doesn't have to be like incredibly professional. I mean, they do edit and approve them, like I said, but you can say news about things that are going on and as far as like the fandom goes. And they offer a really nice, which is one of the main reasons I like them, a really nice way to host your comic. I mean, if you like to draw and you like to draw fan art, chances are you also like to draw your own comics because that happens. And they have a really good system in place to show, to like upload and keep track of your comics and stuff. And I mean, I suggest looking at it. It's if you don't want to like go try and use, WordPress or something to keep track of your own comic and just deal with the coding of whatever goes into that. They kind of just do it for you, and it's not too hard to get into. I mean, I've got one over there. It's not too hard to get used to, and I say, it's a good thing to check out. As far as being part of an art community goes too, so that's really pretty awesome as well. And back to my original train of thought. So bad. Back to my original train of thought about K-On! Is that the second volume of the manga has come out, and K-On!, if you're not aware, is a kind of slice of life story about girls in high school. They are, in fact, high school, even though they look like they are in middle school. It's not true. They're in high school, and their focus is to like create what's called a light music club, which doesn't really translate to us that well because we classify our music differently, but it's kind of like pop to say it. I don't know. It's light music, so it's not heavy metal. It's not jazz, obviously. It's like, you know, kind of rock, kind of poppy, kind of just in general fun. Not very, you know, super serious or anything. I mean, some of the lyrics are completely ridiculous. But the second volume of the manga came out a while ago. I still really need to go pick mine up. I haven't been able to get to the store recently just because my life has been crazy. So, if you like, you know, slice of life kind of things, I highly suggest Catching K-On! As a series. There's, even if you don't like slice of life, you just like ridiculous cute antics, that is all over the place in K-On! It's super cute. One of the other series I've been watching recently and trying to finish when I have free time, when I'm not trying to update all my on internet BS, is Star Driver. A lot of people like Star Driver, and I don't blame them. Some of it's like super funny, but he does have like the gayest robot ever. It has a plume. Sorry. I love it. It's amazing. I don't mean that like derogatory at all. I love Tactico. And a lot of the characters in there are really interesting. All of the villains' outfits are strangely like almost S&M. But like, I don't know. It's like all like lingerie based, but you know, whatever, it's anime. That happens. So pretty much everybody has these giant robots called Psybodies. They can only use them in, like, a particular version of space. And when one person activates it, everybody who can drive one, like, appears in that space. So it's like, you cannot do this in secret. Regardless of who is doing what, the second you activate it, everybody shows up in a bubble just, like, waiting to see what you're doing. So, no secrets there. But the whole, I guess, main drive of the series is they want to be able to use the Psybodies in the real world by destroying the seals of four maidens on this island where they, like, exist. So, yeah, they're trying to find the maidens and destroy them and then go do whatever they want with the Psybodies when they can use them in the real world, which, depending on who's in charge, could probably be super bad. So, it's a pretty good series. A lot of action and just ridiculousness. They have this little fox guy called the Vice President who kills me because it is so freaking adorable. Sometimes it has hats. It's amazing. I love it. I really want one of those. I want a Vice President. Which is, I think it's funny he's also called the Vice President. So cute. Oh, and then, let's see, what else has been going on? I mean, there's always stuff going on. Those are the things that are going on my end as far as being a fan is concerned and whatnot. Oh, here's a new series that I guess is worth mentioning just because it seems interesting. It's in its really early stages of being simulcast by Funimation, so I'm not really sure what I think about it, other than the fact that I like the character designs of the, quote, assets. Backing up, the show is called C Control, like, I'm like C, I guess, stands for control. It's like hyphenated, it's weird. Anyway, it's on Funimation's, it's simulcasting on Funimation's new website, which is like beta.funimation.com, I think. They rolled out their new site, I guess, a couple of weeks ago as well. And I gotta say, it's really nice. They did a really good job as far as, you know, creating a really nice community. Like, you can have, like, user accounts now and post up your cosplay and talk in the forums. Look at all, like, their videos online. I believe they're streaming them from all the various places that they have them hosted, like Hulu and whatever. And you get their news from them. Of course, they still have their blog up and their Twitter and whatnot. So I really suggest at least taking a gander at, the new Funimation website. And they have, of course, big news blocks and whatever going on. But as far as Sea Control is concerned, it's about, of course, there's this guy. Well, it's about this place called the Financial District, and lots of people go there, and you can earn like crazy amounts of money by wagering your future. I know, just bear with me. So you get like this credit card, and depending on like what your future is like kind of the form that your asset takes, and your asset fights other assets, and you have to duel like once a week, and your and when you're du and when you're dueling, you kind of put money into a particular move, and whether or not that move hits, you make or lose money. So it's like a really weird mix of gambling and economy, and I've read several people really dislike the way that they explain and try and work economy as a subject into it because they do it incorrectly. But you know what? I'm not really big in economics, so all of that just went woo over my head. Art student, sorry. So, it's kind of an interesting idea, and the execution is only two episodes in. I wasn't super interested in the first episode just because I wanted to get to the part where like the main character meets up with his asset, which is this girl in like a red ruffly outfit. She's got like these antler horns. And her name is Mashu. She's awesome and just hilarious. She's the type of character that I tend to like anyway. She's just blunt and aggressive and just doesn't take crap from anybody. It's my favorite kind of character. So if that sounds interesting, check it out. At least go look at the promo images to see kind of what you're getting yourself into. And it's, the episodes aren't that long, so even if you do watch the two that are out there, and they're not dubbed, they're subbed, which is good, then you haven't really lost that much of your life. And if you watch it and you hate it, then I'm sorry, you wasted like the lower half of an hour. I apologize. You can yell at me on Facebook or something, I don't know. So, yeah, that's what's going on in Nerd Times for right now. Since there wasn't a podcast for last month, I'm gonna try and do a real one later in the month if I can get peeps together so it's more interesting than what's going on right now. And I'm gonna sign off and say, see you next time, guys. Peace.